League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Skyline is introducing a new chicken chili. Come get that world-famous Skyline flavor you love with a new protein option. Try the new Skyline Chicken Chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. At Columbus Skyline locations only, while supplies last.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the muscle, and everybody else in between. We're breaking it down. Crazy night today. Man, it's been a wild week of sports, and you got the Olympics coming up. We got the Super Bowl around the corner. NBA trade deadline, Australian Open. The Clippers came back tonight. These guys were down by, like, what, seven points or 20 seconds left? They were down by, what, 35 points tonight? Well, what was the biggest deficit tonight in that game? 35 points. And get this. And we said this on Game Time Decisions tonight. It's crazy. I got to tell you, everything we said on the show tonight happened. Like, pretty much. I said, hey, Gary Trent's going to go off tonight because someone's got to shoot for the Raptors. He had 32 points. His prop was 16.5. We said, well, let's go over his 3.5-point prop. We said, Joel Embiid, man, how the hell do you not bet Joel Embiid over 30.5 points? The guy has scored over 31 points in 14 of the last 15 games. Another, you know, winner. LeBron James goes off. We said, oh, LeBron and these guys are going to put on a show. Great call by the coach tonight with Mason Plumlee over 5.5 points. And what did I say? I said the Clippers are whacked. I said the Clippers can beat anybody, but they can lose to anybody. And, like, I don't know. You're a Clipper fan, Matthias, so you know this is an erratic basketball team, man. This is whacked. So, but listen to this, guys. So the Clippers overcame, that's it. I thought it was up to 35. The Clippers overcame a 35-point deficit tonight against the Washington Wizards. And, man, we're such a genius. We even hit the Wizards in the first half. They were smoking them. We had the Wizards in the first half. I didn't take them in the game. I can't believe it. The Clippers overcame a 35-point deficit. It's the second largest comeback in the NBA since 1996. So how many years we're talking here? What, 26 years, 26 years, seasons. Since 1996, you should be proud, Matthias. Seriously, the Clippers can hang that on their head. They can say, that's the biggest comeback in 25 years, bro, in the NBA.
Gabe, it was a big win for them, that's for sure. But like you said, it's not the first time. They've done it. They've done things like this this season.
You're right. They're the ones that always the double digits. You're right. You're right.
They did it against Denver. They did it against Philly.
We talked about it. Why don't I take them when they're down by a million points then? Just do it when they're down by a million. You got to take them plus the points.
Credit to Ty Lue. He benched all the starters, and he played the second-string guys, you know, Hartlestein, Terrence Mann, Luke Kennard, Scrubs, and they came back and won the game. He didn't put in, you know, he didn't put Ibaka back in the game. He didn't put, guys who usually get bigger minutes. It was the bench guys. That's why it was such an embarrassing loss for the Wizards.
Oh, wow. The Wizards got humiliated the other night, too, by the Celtics. Joel Embiid had his fourth straight game with at least 35 points and 10 rebounds. He's the fourth player with a streak that long since the 1976-77 merger with the ABA. He joined Shaquille O'Neal and Anthony Davis at four games. Only Karl Malone had a longer one at five. Man, it's unbelievable what Embiid is doing right now. This is crazy, too. Joel Embiid has now led all players in scoring in 17 straight games. So think about that. He has had more points than anyone in the game for 17 straight games, man. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Wow, it's the Wild West. Let's do this thing. The Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, da-na-na, and according to ESPN stats and info, the Clippers overcame a 35-point deficit Tuesday night against the Wizards, second-largest comeback in the play-by-play era since 1996-97. The Jazz came back from 36 points down against the Denver Nuggets in 1996. That's how big of a comeback that was. Meanwhile, speaking of comebacks, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Street clothes is back. AD returns this evening. Whatever. Doesn't matter any points he scored. The Lakers win. And I'll tell you what, I think Frank Vogel's job would be a little bit safer, at least now. Give him a chance. Now AD is back. We talk about it all the time. Whatever AD does, it doesn't matter. As long as AD is there, they seem to win. And when he's not there, they seem to lose. All right, so crazy stuff. Steve Merrill is going to join us. We're going to cap some college basketball. We'll get into the NFL playoffs and more. But we're going to talk some college basketball in a couple of minutes. But as far as the NBA, man, just sort of crazy stuff, man. Joel Embiid is just doing some historical things right now. His fourth straight game with at least 35 points. This guy has scored 31 or more now in 15 of the last 16 games. He's averaging like a point a minute. Meanwhile, the NBA wasn't the only scene of the craziness tonight. I like the Georgia Bulldogs tonight. And Georgia beats Alabama. They were getting 14.5. It's all about Georgia, 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 isn't it? The Georgia Bulldogs, the Atlanta Braves. Look at the PGA Tour, man. Every week it seems like it's a Georgia Bulldog that's winning another tournament. Georgia beats Alabama again. Again. This time they're getting 14.5 points tonight. It's Georgia's largest upset win since beating Kentucky, getting 17.5 points as an underdog on March 4, 2009. And this is like Alabama have been burning money this year. We'll get into this with Steve Merrill. Alabama joins Kent State as the only teams with multiple losses this year as favorites of 14 points or more. Wow. Only two teams in the country have lost twice outright, laying 14 points this year. Kent State and Alabama. And remember when that jackass coach at Alabama last year was running his mouth about if Coach Krzyzewski had a better team, he wouldn't want to shut it down due to the pandemic or 2 years ago? Just shut up, bro. You can't even beat Georgia as a 14.5 point favorite.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
SportsGrid.com.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. It's the Twisted Tuesday. Let's do this thing. Steve Merrill, WagerTalk.com, ProSportsInfo.com steps up and then a lot of stuff to get to with Steve. Always a pleasure, Steve. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Gabe, doing well.
So, Steve, you and I often talk about falling knives and now speeding bullets. And the falling knife, of course, is when a team is on a losing streak. And let's say a team is like 0-7 against the spread
in their last seven games? Do you really want to step up and, you know, and try to be a hero? And Steve has always called that the falling knife. And if you recall, a couple of weeks ago, we said we've got to come up with something about not getting in front of a hot team. And it was crazy because, like, me and Steve, it was like, what is it, telepathy. Yeah, that's right. What I was looking for. In which we both thought of Speeding Bullet at the same time, actually. And I never would have thought that, but I'll double down. I never would have thought that the William & Mary Tribe would be that Speeding Bullet right now. As the William & Mary and Tribe guys, they were the last team to cover a point spread in all of college basketball, like hundreds of teams. And they were the last ones, like 0-12 ATS. They've covered six of their last seven basketball games, guys. 6-1 ATS last seven after a one-point loss tonight, Steve.
Yeah, let's keep in mind the only game they didn't cover, Gabe, was on last Monday against Towson, a game in which they had to play 2 days after blowing a 24-point lead and losing in overtime that Saturday against Madison. So it was a terrible spot. They're 6-0 in the other ones, including a one-point loss tonight as a 13.5-point dog at Charleston. And let's keep in mind also they've been a double-digit dog in all seven of those games. They'd won half of them outright, including last Saturday as a 15-point puppy. Only 12 turnovers tonight. They had 22 in that win Saturday. Turnovers have killed this young team this year. They only had 12 tonight. The difference, Charleston fouls a lot. William & Mary was only 10 for 15 from the line. Charleston was 13 for 14. They lost by one. That's what it ended up biting them here. So they played well tonight from what it looks like. They've got Elon Thursday and then Elon at home Saturday. They will not be a double-digit dog. I don't think in either of those. Elon's pretty bad along with William & Mary.
It is amazing, though, because we talked about this, guys, and a lot of people tuning in nationally right now would be like, William & Mary, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. Why are you guys talking about William & Mary? Well, because they're a team you can bet on, and they're 6-1 against the spread. But Teddy brought this up. Remember you and I, we all talked about this weeks ago. With these under-the-radar teams, guys, like this, nobody talks about William & Mary, whether the game is canceled, whether they're played, or whatever. You know what I mean? No one talks about them. And the numbers don't move. So this team was terrible, and they're getting massive numbers all the time. And as you stated, they're 6-1 in the last seven. Like, if Clemson or Georgia Tech or Iowa State or Michigan State, if any of these Power 5 teams get hot, there's an adjustment to the numbers, Steve. There's no adjustment to the number with these guys, and it's clear. They're making progress. You saw a one-point loss tonight. They're going to win these games again. They're going to win one of these games against Elon outright, probably in a home game.
Yeah, right now I've got Elon about 5 points ahead of my power range. They're the two bottom feeders in the CAA, so it'll be interesting to see what happens now that they're taking a step down in class, like you said, Gabe, because they've played the better teams. They've played them well, as we've talked about. And you're exactly right. I've had some fun with it the last couple of weeks, being an William & Mary alum, you know. But like you said, with Teddy and stuff, there are some bigger picture handicapping points we can take away here. And that game you and Teddy talked about was before New Year's Eve. That was that second game when they beat Northeastern outright as a 10-point dog. And what's crazy about them is they're a young team. They've had turnover problems. They don't shoot well, but they are getting better, obviously. And there's teams like that. There's 358 college teams. You can find these under-the-radar teams that go on these point spread runs. And to set, you know, once again, to fill the viewers in and the listeners, William & Mary was 0-12 straight up in ATS. 0-12 straight up in ATS against Division I. They're now 6-1 ATS their last seven since then. So it's incredible how quickly it's reversed. We saw this with your Toronto Raptors the last few weeks, right? What was it, 10 or 11 straight overs? And then boom, like 6-7 straight unders right after that. You know, there was like no warning almost when the trend reversed.
Steve Merrill, wagertalk.com, kicking it with us. And Steve, you know, similar situation. I'm looking here. So like who's that new bottom feeder? And it's Pacific. So Pacific are 2-14 against the spread. And Steve's a better mathematician than I am, but that's 12.5%, Steve.
Right.
12.5%. So imagine there's a college basketball team out there that's covered 12.5% of the time. How many people know that?
Because it's Pacific. Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's my whole point, guys, about these under the radar. Yeah, we can talk about Arizona and UCLA. Everybody's talking about Arizona and UCLA. This is where the money's at, Steve. Like we said, like Pacific, and I guarantee you the odds makers haven't adjusted Pacific numbers along the year. Who's betting this?
Right. Hey, look, there's 358 Division I basketball teams. You can't tell me, and you and I know this, Gabe, you can't tell me that they're sitting there and they're handicapping every day. They're going by power ratings. They're going by the computers. Yeah. And that's the big dilemma is, like, William & Mary, once again, a textbook example why it's worth talking about. Do you look at the overall 18-game sample now, or do you look at the last seven-game sample? Obviously, you do a little bit of both, but how much do you weigh the last seven games versus the overall 18? They're a young team. They've obviously gotten better. Also, don't keep in mind, Gabe, not a coincidence, 0-12 in non-conference play, 6-1 ATS since the conference started for the Colonials. So that also has been something that's changed, more common opponents now.
Now, and the thing that's interesting about this too, guys, is it's a lot. So if they're getting beat with something, you know what I mean? Like, they're concerned about the NBA. They know, okay, look, LeBron's on TV tonight. Make sure you've got a tight number on that prop, right? Don't make it 26.5, make it 30.5, et cetera. Bump it up. It's on TV, et cetera. How many sportsbook directors, Steve, in the world, okay? But how many sportsbook directors are walking into the office in the morning and yelling at people, why do we keep getting beat on Pacific games? You know what I mean? Because that's right. What stuff happens, right? That will happen. Why the hell do we keep getting beat on this? You know what I mean? And no, they're not doing it. Because like we said, nobody talks about it. Oh, yeah, by the way, Pacific are 2-14 against the spread.
Right. Well, we talked about it last week. I think it was, was it on Game Time Decisions with Sharapan, or it might have been on Wager Talk Today with Sharapan, actually. I can't remember when I was talking to him, but it was about the Rams. It was actually Wager Talk Today last week, because Teddy and I asked him, do you have any liabilities on the 8 remaining Super Bowl teams? And I'd like to ask him now. You can ask him this week, actually, Gabe, now that the Bengals are still in the mix, maybe. But he said, you know, all the top favorites, there's no liability. It's those long shots. And a lot of sportsbook directors lost their jobs back when the Rams won it that year, 2 decades ago. It was like 100-1. I think it was the Kurt Warner team. You know, and that actually cost sportsbook directors their job because they took too much action at the high price. You're right. I mean, when the limit's $5,000 on a college basketball side, that might sound like a lot to some people, but the NFL is $50,000-$100,000, right? They don't care. Like, Pacific can keep losing. William & Mary can keep covering. It just doesn't move the needle overall.
Yeah, they don't notice.
Right. Exactly, and there's not much action on those games anyway, and the limits are low. Exactly.
Yeah, and they figure, hey, God bless you if that's what you're betting and you're beating us, because we've got bigger concerns.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to, trying to help you and say, hey, listen, there's opportunities here with some of these teams. You know, we talked about Idaho State, Steve. They're still down here. They're 3-13 right now. They were along with the Tribe for the ride. Remember earlier in the year, they were like 0-11 ATS.
Yeah, and they covered that game. They won against the spread and lost outright. And William & Mary lost again. That was when they lost their 12th against Valparaiso. But even
that's
on the season,
one and only game I bet on in the Bengals, Steve.
Yeah, it was a daytime. It was at 2 o'clock.
You and
Eastern.
I talked about it. Remember?
It was an early daytime game, I think. And by the way, if you look at William & Mary for the season now, 3-16 straight up, 6-13 against the spread. You'd be like, oh, they're a bad point spread team, right? But they've covered 6 of the last 7. So it's just all relative how you like what time frame you're looking at.
And this is why also, and we've all been there, right? We've all been there capping this stuff. It's overwhelming. You've got a life, you've got a wife, you've got kids, you've got jobs and everything else in between. There's a million games going on. I've done it, Steve. The old, you know what I mean? You just look, oh, look, they're this against the spread. You know how many people look at that? Well, no, dig deeper. What are they in the last couple of games? Where are they coming from? Did they play on the road last time? Is the point guard hurt? Like, you know what I mean, Steve? You know, like, there's a big process to this, Steve.
Well, yeah, in college basketball, especially, home court's more valuable than any sport in college hoops. So you got to look at the home road dichotomies, like you just said. And then also, like, once again, going back to William & Mary, it's a very young team, all 1- and 2nd-year players. Obviously, they're going to get better as the season progresses, right? So what you try to do is find these teams that have improved.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MacWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.
More recently than the overall numbers show, because the odds makers have to be late to the party on that, and they're never going to adjust quick enough if you can be on top of it.
Steve Merrill, wagertalk.com, prosportsinfo.com. Kick it with us. We'll talk some more college basketball on the other side. We'll get into the National Football League Conference Championship games as well. There's some interesting college basketball overnight lines that have been posted. We'll break it down and more. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're breaking it down with Steve Merrill, wagertalk.com, prosportsinfo.com on Sirius XM channel 159, the mightier 1090 ESPN radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. So, Steve, we were talking about the William & Marys and the Pacifics and the Idaho States of the world. Just one last team in the same vein that I want to talk about is Chicago State. All right, so Chicago State over the past couple of years, they've been like real bottom feeder, Steve. You know what I'm saying? Like lose by 48 type stuff, sort of like Savannah State. You know what I mean? Just absolutely getting murdered. But we happen to have their play-by-play voice is one of our guests on the show. And before the year started, he said, you know what? There's like all these new kids on the team, like transfers, international players. And they don't know anything. Like they never heard of Chicago State before they started playing for them, basically. You know what I mean? And like the kids were basically telling people before, but no one covers the team. So just around the team that, man, we don't care about the past. Like there's nothing to do with us. You know what I mean? They're like, we're not, you know what I mean? We don't know we're not. Like basically someone told me they don't know they're not supposed to be good, right? Like one of these deals. And are they a great team, Steve? No. You know what I mean? They're going to make the NCAA tournament? No. But they've gone from being like one of these complete bottom feeders, bro, and they're 6-13 straight up, but 12-7 against the spread, Steve. Why? Because nobody knows they've gotten better, and they've got new kids on the team, and there's a new mentality in the room, Steve, right? So they still get these monster numbers all the time. And like I said, they're 6-13 straight up, nice, robust 12-7 ATS.
Yeah, and if you look at some of the like efficiency ratings, just like William & Mary, they're in the low to mid 300s, two of the worst offensive, defensive back, you know, both ways. But like you said, Gabe, they're big dogs and they're staying within the spread. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Don't try to catch those falling knives. If it ain't broke, don't try to fix it.
And just quickly as well, since we like to touch all bases here, one of the hotter teams, the Seattle Redhawks. Seattle Redhawks, Steve, you cash any tickets with them? They're 15-4 straight up, but a nice and impressive 11-5-1 ATS on the year.
Yeah, I have to sadly say I did not know that nickname, and I'm pretty damn good, as you know, with my nicknames, so I did not know that
I
one.
I swear they've changed it, Steve. I'm telling
you. Yeah, I was just saying, I don't think that's always been Redhawks.
Yeah.
Very politically correct to me.
I don't know. It's almost like now.
Actually, it doesn't. It sounds like satanic.
No. I was going to say, exactly. I was going to say, Steve, it almost sounds like it's not politically correct. No, like, I don't know. Like, no, we can't call it Redhawks. No, you know what I mean?
Red is a trigger word there. You got to be careful. Yeah, I don't. It does also doesn't make any sense for Seattle to be the Redhawks. I mean, I don't. Eastern Washington, maybe, but I don't know about Seattle.
I don't know. Am I crazy? Are we both crazy? I swear to God, they didn't used to be called the Redhawks.
We're going to find out. I'm going to check the Google.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. But, yeah, of course, me and Merrill can't help but getting on our names. Of course, it's got to be the red again.
It doesn't even make sense.
No, I know. It's awkward saying it, is it? The Seattle Redhawks, right? Like, what do you mean Redhawks?
They play at the Climate Pledge Arena. That's strange in itself. Yeah, they play like Sam Houston, Grand Canyon.
Well,
they play
all Seattle, those like Steve, right? You take your pot shot.
How about?
No. And all kidding aside, Steve, that new arena. It's pretty cool. Like, it's, like, very modern. Like, it's basically...
I never heard of it.
I don't know. Like, there's, you know, grass on the roof, and you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's powered, self-powered. You know what I mean?
It's powered by the turf on the roof. They could play a football game up there after the basketball game.
Yeah. You can eat off that stadium. It's so clean.
I'll tell you one of the best nicknames. They play this team tomorrow on Thursday. They play the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks. You got to like
That's a good name.
That is a good name.
We'll agree on that.
You agree on that one, exactly.
I'm partial. I'm a big fan of the, I like Anteaters. You like Anteaters?
Yeah. That's a Cal. What is that? Cal State North. Who's the Anteaters? It's one of the Cal State teams.
UC Irvine.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Banana Slugs is always a good one, but they don't play Division 1.
Although that conference has a great name. The Gauchos.
The Gauchos is good. Yeah, the Lumberjacks doesn't make much sense, though, because that's a Texas team. I don't think of – that'd be like a better Portland team, or the Portland Lumberjacks would be – that. What, there was a Portland Lumberjacks, wasn't there?
I like the Hilltoppers, Western Kentucky. They're just basically saying, bad. Yeah, yeah, we live on a hill. Like, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm down, Steve. See, I'm not like some politically correct, like crazy person.
I like Thundering Herd. Marshall NFL Thundering team, Herd, like, is pretty good in the same regard as like the Hilltoppers. Thundering Herd, Hilltoppers, they're all in that corner up there.
But makes sense. It's always baffled me, Steve, because, yeah, me and Steve, we disagreed on the NFL team, but that's fair.
Well, should we get to talk in like 2 weeks? We're going to actually next week.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. We're going to be disappointed.
The franchise for life after next week, Gabe, so you can look
forward. You know, so one thing we'll agree on, we're both going to say, ah, this sucks, the new name.
They got one of the seven that I say will not suck, but I don't know if they'll go with it because it's got that red in it. They can't use red anymore. But
No, I really believe you're right. I think actually you're right. I think they're going to say, no, we're moving on from the word red. I think.
Well, I mean, it's been leaked. We talked about it. I mean, unless that was a head fake, I mean, it's Admirals, I think.
It's Admirals, huh? Yeah, is it a head fake? Come on, you're right. Is Snyder smart enough to do a head fake on us all like this?
But did it really get much attention? Like, my buddy sent it to me, and you and I talked about it, but I don't know if anybody else saw it, because nobody else cares. I mean,
it's a good point. It was out there, but you're right. It never really, just for the record.
Anybody in Denver care?
Yeah, you're right. People in Cleveland are like, hey, listen, my quarterback sucks. I don't care what you call your team.
Exactly.
Like, people in Buffalo right now, Justin, we're still crying about the Bills game, Steve. I don't care what you call your team, right?
Oh, hey, Gabe, I got to get your thoughts on that. I mean, I didn't even think to bring up the Bills because I was warned. But you agree, disagree? I mean, and this isn't because of what happened there. It's incredibly unfair to have a season end because you lose a coin toss. And people they got to play deep. So it was driving me crazy. I was driving yesterday. I think it was Keyshawn Johnson, just terrible. And he was going, they should have played defense, blah, blah, blah. My response to that is two words. You could defer. And obviously the Chiefs didn't defer. So if there's such an edge to like be the team, you defer. And nobody ever defers in overtime, right? So, I mean, that's ridiculous. And plus, Buffalo got the ball, they would have won. Because both defenses.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So that really affected the game. And by the way, you know, I have my cables behind FanDuel's live odds. I'm watching the coin flip. I'm checking the live odds, and Kansas City's -200, -220. So I was like, had I been in a bar, man, that would have been the easiest bar bet ever. I'd be like, I'll give you 3-1 Buffalo doesn't win the toss.
Yeah, as you knew by the odds. You're like, all right, they lost the toss, right?
Yeah, -220. So that tells you all you need to know, right? In a pick 'em game, basically, the team that won the toss was -220 to win because they won a coin toss. It's awful. Although the Chiefs did lose that way 3 years ago, so I guess it's karma, but still.
Yeah, and the Patriots won the Super Bowl like that in Atlanta. So you're right, though, but and no excuses. No excuses. So I didn't cry about the overtime rule, but I always say this, Steve. Two things can be right at the same time. Yeah, the Bills choked at the end, and you let a team score with 13 seconds left, and you let them go down the field in overtime after, yes. But also, there, you know, we talked about this with Howard Balzer, and he's a smart guy. Howard's been around a long time, Steve. And we talked about, like, the NHL. And Howard had a great point, Steve, as far as, like, in the regular season, there's new games coming up. They don't want them carrying over. They don't want it going on forever.
Right.
Right? I totally get it. But same in the NHL. In the NHL, they take a guy off the ice, and then it fly around, and it's entertaining, and they have fun, and they get the game over with. But then in the playoffs, it's like, no, we're just going to play as normal here until someone wins.
Right, because it matters.
Yeah, so, like, and Balzer brought up a great point. Forget about all these gimmicks, this and that. Shouldn't sort of like both teams get the ball. So it's sort of like college football, but not at 25. We kick off to you. All right, you score a touchdown. Now we get a chance to score a touchdown, right? Not this like, if you get a field goal, we get a chance, and then you don't. Like, what are we doing here? Like, give both teams a chance to score, and then we have a fair winner in the end.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, like, I liked what they did in the regular season where they changed. If you get a field goal, the other team gets it. If you get the touchdown, you win. I was like, that makes sense. But then I was watching that game Sunday night, and I'm like, what's it matter if they get a touchdown? The other team should get the ball, and it's not like the Bills have an advantage. They got to go down and score a touchdown now. Like,
under pressure, exactly.
They still have a huge edge of winning that game, so it makes no sense to me, and it's such an easy fix. And
I think they will fix it. Do you think they will?
I feel like there's a lot of uproar. I mean, they didn't do it, you know, after that game 3 years ago.
Actually surprised, Steve. There's more uproar. Like I said, as a Bills fan, I've never used that as a crutch. I never said, oh, damn, overtime rules. For me, it's like, why the hell wouldn't you squib the F and kick, you moron?
Yeah, that was Teddy's big point on
Monday. Oh, my God,
I just talked today with him, and Marco D'Angelo and Teddy both said that. I actually didn't have a huge problem with that, but their point was that the clock would have run a little bit more, and they get one less playoff maybe. So I do understand that. Yeah,
and something weird happens. You never know, Steve, right? You drill the ball down the field. It bounces around. Someone touches it. It hits off them. And yeah, the clock really starts. Do you know what I mean? You never know. Because, yeah, they if you kick it down the field, they spot it. They knee it right away. The clock doesn't go. I get it. But it's just those little things, Steve, right? It just every little second would have mattered there. Like, and they admitted it after. It wasn't like they said, oh, blah, 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 blah. Like McDermott said, no, that's on me. Yeah, we should have squibbed it. Like he didn't deny it after.
Yeah, and I like to, and obviously, you know, I was
rooting for McDermott. And poor, you know, Coach McDermott, yeah.
Right, as I say, as you know, I was rooting for the Bills as well, because, I mean, I've known him for a while, and I would like to see him gotten to the championship.
William and Mary, Steve, yeah, they went to his school at the same time.
And I think he, you know, is a great coach. And I heard another guy on the radio yesterday who I actually agree with on this. I haven't heard anybody else say this. He's like, you know, you really could have just taken, just to tackle the receivers at the line of scrimmage, keep getting the five-yard, like, holding penalties. Keep milking the clock. I thought that was a really interesting take, actually, something I hadn't thought about. It's kind of Mickey Mouse, but it would work.
Not a bad idea. And, yeah, exactly. That's why, you know, people get caught up in it, Steve, right? Under the pressure, the bullets are flying, even coaches. And, it was a wild game. It was a wild game. We'll get we're up against it here right now. So on the other side, we'll get into – I want to get into a little SEC basketball with Steve. Time's flying by here, but we'll get into Steve's thoughts with the football as well. But I'm going to say this, Steven, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'd like to get them as far as the SEC is concerned. But we saw Georgia cover tonight against Alabama. Alabama had been burning money. But the SEC, to me, Steve, just sort of just without knowing the facts, seems to be like a lot of underdogs cover in this conference, bro. A lot of close games in this conference.
Yeah, Alabama, I think, started 6-1 against the spread, and they've gone like 1-10 against the spread after losing outright to Georgia tonight. They've been a huge money burner despite winning a lot of games. And meanwhile, Auburn has been one of the most profitable teams in the whole country this year against the spread. They're 15-5, I believe.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it, too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
So the two Alabama teams, light year difference in point spread records.
All right, so we'll take a quick break. We'll talk a couple of games, overnight numbers, college basketball. We'll get into the National Football League. The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am the professor, Professor Morency. Steve Merrill, kick it with us, wagertalk.com, prosportsinfo.com. We're throwing it down on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio San Diego. Shout out to everybody tuning in on SiriusXM channel 159. So, Steve, we'll get into the football, but as far as some overnight college basketball numbers and games that I'm taking a look at, I was talking about the SEC being pretty heavy dog heavy, and wanted to ask you about the Florida Gators taking on the Tennessee Volunteers. And there's another intriguing game as well with Texas A&M and LSU. And LSU laying eight and a half points in this basketball game. But let's start off with Florida and Tennessee. What are your thoughts on these two teams?
Well, I mean, Tennessee, a really good defensive team. Last year, I cashed a lot of tickets with them. I think I used them 11 times last season for my clients, went like 8-3. Hard-nosed defensive team again this year. They're the fifth most defensive efficient team in the country, barely top 50 in offense. So, and that's where they've had some troubles at times. You look at LSU, they're the number one defensive team in the country, also in the SEC. Florida is only about in the 40s, both offense and defense. So I think Tennessee's defense probably wins this one. Very good half-court team.
And, you know, listen, you look at the Tennessee Volunteers, they're 11-7 to the under on the season. The Gators are 10-8-1 to the under on the year as well. But it's a pretty low total. But you think they pull away or do the Gators hang around? And, you know, let me get a final number on this because, you know, the overnight numbers is popping up. I'm seeing all kinds of different numbers here. But seeing as high as 9, 9.5 right now as well, Steve. 8.5 up to 9s for this game. So people are definitely starting to bet the Volunteers already here overnight.
Yeah, one thing Florida's struggled to do is shoot the three-point shot. They're hitting like below 30% for the season. They're hitting like 28% on the road this year. And in general, teams don't shoot as well away from home. So there again, that's why I think that really good Tennessee defense might give Florida some problems.
All right, we just hit refresh. And I swear, you know, we're not just saying this. Anytime numbers move at FanDuel, you know, FanDuel's generally, it's blue and white, the screen, right? But they actually have like a red box that'll pop up, Steve. Right, like number moved, sort of, you know what I mean? You can see it, not like the red line, a little red sort of.
Green also, I think, right?
Yeah, I guess, exactly. So it popped up, and it just went to 10. It went to 10. I don't know, did somebody just get arrested on Florida? We don't know about. people in Gainesville, you guys know, so give us a call. Give us a call there. But I wanted to ask you, Steve, about LSU, because these guys have been a great covering team. Right, the LSU Tigers. And as you stated, they give up, 57, 58 points a game on defense? You know, very, very stingy defensively, but they're not a great offensive team.
No.
And they're laying 8.5 to Texas A&M, who, not a bad team, Texas A&M, Steve. You know, no one really talks about the Aggies this year, but these guys can ball. You know, to me, like I said, the two underdogs. Florida worry me a little bit because, like you said, they're not a great shooting team. But A&M are a gritty team, and LSU want to play a low-scoring, gritty, close game anyway. So what about that one with the Aggies getting 8.5?
Yeah, a lot of things about LSU are interesting. First of all, out of 358 teams in Division I, they're the most efficient defensive team in the country, adjusted efficiency this year. But and they play actually pretty fast. That's what's surprising about, like you said, giving up just 58 points a game is they play up-tempo. But their offense isn't even top 100. Texas A&M maybe top 30 defense, also not even top 100 offense. So, I mean, you know, it seems kind of obvious, but you have two really good defensive teams, two below average offenses. Under would be the only way to play it.
129.5.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You always get worried about a close game and free throws down the stretch. Both teams pretty mediocre, though. Texas A&M 65% from the line. LSU about average at 71. So I think it stays under.
Interesting number here to Steve. San Diego State Aztecs laying 140 on the money line, 126.5, minus 2 points at Utah State.
Man, you're pulling some good defensive half-court teams. I love it, Gabe.
I know. Well, we're talking old school. Let's screw the glamour and all. Oh, they score 89 Gonzaga, 90 points. Let's talk some real basketball, Steve. Yeah.
Shoot, Gabe. All I needed was 50 points on Saturday night, and San Diego State would have freaking covered for me as a 4.5-point favorite. I mean, if you told me they were going to hold their opponent 42 total points, I would have felt pretty good about the play, and they still lost outright. They lost 42-37 as a 4.5-point home favorite to Boise on Saturday, and then they bounced back. Of course, when I don't use them on Monday, and they went 80-55 over UNLV, but really good defensive team, but it's the theme of the night. Good defense, you know, inconsistent offense with SDU.
Hey, Steven, some of these teams, man, when they got it, they got it. When they don't, Steve. You know what I'm saying? Like from the field.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting, too. San Diego State's only played one road game since November. They played at UNLV. They won that game. They just beat them again. But now they're in the thin air and altitude of Utah State. You worry about a beach team in that situation. And I mentioned how their offense is inconsistent. They've played five road games this year. They're 2-3. They average 59 points. They shoot 38%, 24% from three in those five games, 53% from the free throw line. I mean, why would it matter if you're home or away on the free throw line? That's a real red flag for me, 53%.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised as well, Steve, when I look at Utah State, and they're only 4-4 at home. You talk about that altitude.
Yeah.
And it's not as though they play a killer home schedule, non-conference either, right? Like, it's hard to be 4-4 at home in college basketball.
You know, what's interesting, though, is their last two games have come against Boise and Wyoming. They've lost both outright, but those are two altitude teams. So maybe they haven't really had that home court edge yet. We'll see if they have it against a beach team here on Wednesday night.
No, it's a good point as well. And let's not forget, too, as well, Steve, the Aztecs were off, right, from January 8th to January 22nd.
Yeah.
Now you're playing in California. Now you're going on the road now. And for, you know, this is one of those, oh, really? We're going there? We're not going to Vegas. No, really? We're going there? It's like, oh, okay. Okay. Steve Merrill, with us. All right, Steve, great stuff. We'll speak on Friday again, but let's get into a little football talk here right now. And what were your thoughts on these opening numbers that the Bengals were getting 7 and 54.5, to be honest with you? I was surprised it was 7. I thought it would be lower.
And
I think it should be lower. We just saw the Bills go up and down the field on these guys. And I am, by the way, we just saw the Bengals beat the Chiefs. Like, yeah, didn't you think we were surprised? I'm surprised at 7. It surprised me.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot, obviously, with power ratings. To be honest, in the NFL and the NBA, I don't use power ratings as much as I do the college sports. But, you know, I still make a line. I made what I thought the line would be based on where they thought the public would go and whatnot. And I thought it'd be 5, 5.5. I'm like, well, yeah, you know, yeah, it's Kansas City. Maybe they'll make it 6. But, Gabe, I was surprised to see it on a key number at 7, especially since the Chiefs played, you know, the Bengals played dead even with them about a month ago.
Yeah, it was 34-31 Bengals.
Right, exactly.
It was in Cincinnati, but both teams tried. And especially, too, Steve, I don't know how key it is, but still, if you're a teaser player, it's pretty attractive getting the Bengals up to plus 14.
Although the other way to look at it, you get Kansas City straight up and take them to minus 1. Maybe both of them, two team teasers.
Can you middle? Hey, dude, you know how many times that happens on Monday Night Football where, like, the all four teasers will hit?
And this one make a lot of sense. You'd get pick them to plus 14. Not a bad
margin.
Yeah,
look at this past weekend, too, Steve. I mean, it was the first time ever. Every game was decided, like, on the last play of the game, right? So I think they can hang around. And the total as well. Man, Kansas City could be a little tired, Steve, after that.
They
were running
thing.
Around, man, and now you got a refreshed team. And I'm not usually that guy who would have got an extra day, but those guys played Saturday, early Saturday game. Kansas City plays late Sunday, one of the most emotionally draining games in the history of the NFL, Steve. Right?
Yeah.
Really. And now you got a rested team with Jamar Chase, Higgins, Boyd, and these guys, and Burrow coming in here. Those guys can throw the ball too, guys.
Yeah, and look, I got no problem backing Joe Burrow. He's proven what he can do. LSU, what he's done this year. Oh, by the way, the Bengals, 5-1 straight up, 6-0 against the spread the last six. They're a speeding bullet right now from a points spread perspective. And I'll bring back the William & Mary angle into an NFL conference final like that, Gabe.
Anyone on the tribe on the Bengals?
So Joe Brady, offensive coordinator at LSU, actually was a William & Mary football player, and he got fired, of course, from the Panthers.
And Tomlin, too. You guys are all
Tomlin.
Over the place.
Yeah, there's some football legends. But
McDermott, Tomlin, all William & Mary guys.
But I'm serious. I'm going to bring back tribe basketball. I mentioned how their only point spread loss the last 7 was 2 days after that overtime game. They blew the big lead, lost in OT. They lost by 22. James Madison, the team that won that game, went on the road to Elon as a favorite and lost by 23. My point being, I thought the same thing after that game. I was like, this could be a little bit of a fatigue factor for Kansas City.
Yeah, not let down, but just sort of.
Obviously, ready to play, just I mean, man, that was like two football games in one. I don't care what anybody says. That was tough.
Yeah, it's one of those deals, guys. We're not saying, oh, the Chiefs are going to be flat. No, they're going to be.
And they got to win by more than a touchdown. They still might win by 3, but they got to win by more. They got to win by double digits, basically, for you to lose that bet at plus 7.
And just imagine, guys, if you're in the defensive backfield of the Chiefs and it happens again. And you're like, oh, my God. And you know what I mean? It's like there's only so many times you can run from the cops before they catch you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to run out of gas. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, wow, Jamar Chase pretty fast, and we got a problem now. I'm with you here. I mean, Bengals in the over, plus 7 in the over right now.
Yeah, that over, by the way, Gabe, I thought that was going to be higher also. I thought it'd be like 55, 56. And I saw it open as low as 52, quickly went to 54, 54.5. Yeah, I thought both lines were off a little bit.
And you get the 49ers and the Rams and FanDuel. It opened up at 3, Steve, immediately at FanDuel. And then it popped up to 3.5 about an hour and a half after. But then it went back down to 3. But now it seems to have settled in and we are a FanDuel show, but I recognize there's other books out there, but seems like it's settled in at 3.5 everywhere right now, right?
I thought it'd be 3.5 as well. I figured, you know, the Rams have looked a little bit stronger, and 49ers, keep in mind, also have to play on the road for the third straight week. You know, and that's not an easy thing to do in the playoffs.
They've beaten them six straight times.
Yeah, I know.
They've covered five of those too. Five and one ATS, six.
And they're a dangerous dog. I mean, they're the type of team, good defense, they can run the ball, consistent quarterback, definitely not the best quarterback remaining, but, you know, he's consistent. And, yeah, they got a lot of makings for a dangerous underdog. 3.5, it gets pretty tough at that number.
Now, it doesn't mean that one game is tougher than the other, but in my mind, for me, I'm like, oh, man, you know, I like the Bengals at plus the 7. I'm like, oh, man, I like the over in that game. And then I look at this one, I'm like, oh, boy. I like this next one. I'm like, well, the Niners are really good. And I don't, you know, they're that speeding bullet. And then I'm like, but, man, the Rams have lost six straight times to them.
Yeah.
They're playing great football. Matthew Stafford's playing great. Like, everything's falling into place for them right now. They're back at home, and they're hosting a Super Bowl if they win the game. What a storyline. What a game, Steve.
Yeah, and let's keep in mind
that, remember, Jimmy G sucks, too, but they keep winning with him.
Well, he's consistent, though. You don't feel like he's going to lose a game for you. You know what I mean? And let's keep in mind, San Francisco was exactly a 3.5-point dog in both wins this year. So is that something?
Wow, here we are. That's crazy. So as far as the Super Bowl futures are concerned right now, updated numbers, Kansas City Chiefs plus 125, Los Angeles Rams plus 210, San Francisco plus 450, and once again, the Bengals not getting a lot of respect here. And 8-1, Steve. Is that, you know, is it worth it at 8-1 just to potentially put yourself in a hedge in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. We always say you're better off doing the money line parlay, but I mean, they're like plus 280-ish in most spots right now. So if you put 100, you're gonna have you'll roll 380 back into the Super Bowl. They're gonna be 2-1, I guess, in the Super Bowl, probably about right.
What do you think? If they would be, I guess the Rams would be 4.5-point favorites or something.
Well, here's Super Bowl. You know, I know some books put up all the head-to-head now that there's only four possibilities. They'll put lines on all four games in advance. But, you know, they often still – I don't know, maybe they won't this week, but they often do the AFC versus AFC line. And I think that one's really interesting because, obviously, the Bengals are going to be – you know, the Chiefs will probably be favored over anybody. The Bengals will be the biggest dog against anybody. Kind of puts those future lines in a little bit of limbo as far as –
Well, you could argue then – you could argue the logic then would be to say, well, I'll take the NFC, right? NFC versus AFC because you're sort of getting 2-for-1.
Right. And I think that's kind of what people, and like I said, I don't know how many books are going to put that up now. A lot of them just put up the actual.
Oh, they will. I'm looking right now. I don't know. There's a million of them here, Steve. I'm trying to go through. I mean, they're already, will any team have a successful 2-point conversion? Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes combined for 600. Here's an interesting one. Burrow and Mahomes combined for 600 yards passing plus 150. That is a good play, actually. Yeah. Glad I just saw that. That's under conference weekend specials, everybody, at FanDuel. Conference weekend specials. That's the thing I wish, Steve. Just put it on one damn page, man.
Like, oh, I see it now. Yeah, it's conference specials on the tab, but when you click on that, it says
conference weekend specials.
Yeah, I got you. I'm on that same page.
But but just put it, just let me scroll and just put everything in a row. Because then you're like, not everyone sees this stuff. They're like, what is that? And you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But that's what we're here for, to click all these degenerate things, banners for you. Steve, great stuff as always. We'll catch up with you on the TV show later in the week. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Steve.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Man, these shows go fast. That means it's good. And, man, I love this. 24 hours a day stuff, man. We're just cranking it. So we got some tennis on the way out here. Ali Aseem taking on Medvedev. These guys have played three times against each other. And in fact, they just played quite recently in Russia. They played quite recently, ATP Cup. Medvedev won 6-4, 6-0. All right, so it was kind of one of those tune-up type of deals. They played at the U.S. Open, though. All right, they played in the U.S. Open, and Medvedev won 6-4, 7-5, 6-2. All right, 6-5, and so he's only beaten him. He beat him one set once, Matthias. They played in 2018 as well. Thing is, Aliassime was a kid then, right? He only turned pro in like 2017. He's only 21 now, so he's still young. I'm starting to buy in. Maybe I'm buying into the hype. It's like watching one of these UFC countdown shows, bro, and I'm watching the pregame. And like, the kid is from Montreal as well, so I've got a soft spot in my heart here. But I'm thinking he can get over 34.5. Unlike Chapo, this kid's calmer, if you notice. He's sort of got like a Tua thing about him. You know what I mean? Like, he's sort of like, he's calm.
He's less different. Emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good player, Gabe, and he's been playing some good tennis.
He's got a good serve.
Last week, he has a great serve, and he has a great forehand. His backhand's kind of a weakness for his, but at the same time, he's a great player. Medvedev is just a different animal, though. Medvedev finds your weakness, and he just doesn't stop.
And he's such
a great player that hits the
ball. They just played a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They just played a couple of weeks ago.
He gets whooped almost every time he plays Medvedev. I don't think things are going to change.
So what's your pick?
Medvedev in four.
You got to shorten the analysis here. what's the pick? Medvedev himself is asking, will he win a set? Just yes or no? So you say yes. So you think he'll be able to win a set. All right. So then we got to go over to 34.5. I don't think he's going to win. Aliassime's not going to win. I've got Medvedev in a parlay already with Barty, all right, with Kentucky. But he doesn't even need to win a set to go over 34.5. We'd have to go deep into the sets. So when it's all said and done, Medvedev-Barty parlay, but this goes over 34.5. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.